This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Christmas week is upon us. In just days, all the effort you put forth for the holidays will climax into a frenzy of wrapper-ripping, face-stuffing, joyous abandon. Part of the Christmas tradition of years past was a bit calmer, roasting chestnuts. Years ago, the American chestnut was the most important tree in eastern North America, supplying excellent lumber and tasty nuts that fattened calves and people alike. But in the early 1900s, a bark-eating fungus came into New York on an Asian chestnut. The plight spread with a vengeance, and by 1950, the American chestnut tree was gone. Plant pathologists and breeders have worked for decades to create hybrids that capture the blight resistance of the Asian or Chinese chestnut, but retain many of the attributes of the American variety. There are reports that the American chestnut could grow straight for 50 feet with no other branches, reaching 100 feet tall. The lumber of one tree could fill a train car. It was rot resistant, lighter than oak, and used for nearly everything from telephone poles to pulp, fine furniture, to musical instruments. There's a Zone 5 hardy cultivar created by Dr. Robert Dunstan that he crossbred with the American and Chinese chestnut. Check out my recipes tab for info on how to roast chestnuts, and be sure to score the nut before putting them in the fire or they'll explode. There's more to the story, along with links to hybrid chestnut trees, on my website, gardenbite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.